It's harder to schmooze a VC over Zoom, but the money is still flowing. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino in from Molly Wood. Venture capital investors poured more money into startups over the past year than ever before, according to financial data company PitchBook. Venture is, of course, how a lot of tech startups raise money, and this trend may come as something of a surprise since in-person meetings basically stopped, and investors have historically favored face-to-face meetings before handing over millions of dollars. The move to connecting virtually means it's not just Silicon Valley area companies that are seeing a boost in funding, but startups across the U.S. Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes has more.
Last year, Donald Hawkins launched a digital bank meant to help Black people build more wealth. It's called First Boulevard. Hawkins is based in Kansas, just south of Kansas City. And when he went to raise money for the startup, he says it was way easier to get meetings with venture capitalists in Silicon Valley, New York, than it was before the pandemic.
We were able to meet with many more VCs than usual because now the boundaries, you know, of travel and accommodating schedules wasn't as difficult. You know, versus with Zoom, you know, hey, let's jump on a 15-minute call.
Hawkins raised $5 million for the company from investors all over the world. Before the pandemic, many venture capitalists expected face-to-face meetings. The industry is known for being majority white and majority male. Historically, investors have placed a lot of value on vibe or the intangible qualities of an entrepreneur.
There's a lot of cognitive bias that goes into vibe, and in particular, similarity bias.
Josh Stein is the co-managing partner of Threshold Ventures. He says virtual fundraising is going to change that.
Where you're going to see more underrepresented groups raising venture capital, where I think some of the cognitive biases that hindered that in the past will have been mitigated somewhat by remote work. I think that'll be a very positive development.
Other investors also say bias is reduced because they're relying more on email and text, and meetings, virtual or otherwise, are not as important. Sarah Kunst is general partner and founder of the venture firm Clio Capital.
If I'm sitting across from you in a meeting and I ask you questions about your numbers, you're going to tell me the numbers, right? You might pull up your screen, but a lot of what you're doing is using, you know, your personality, your presence to kind of convince me that, hey, trust me, I know what I'm doing. You should listen to me.
Now, Kunz says, if she asks for information over email, the numbers have to be charming all on their own. This is also a moment where numbers and founders who are number geeks have an opportunity to stand out.
You're somebody who really shines in terms of you know, your thoughtfulness and sort of deliberateness you put into emails and into spreadsheets. You know, now that's shining a lot more, whereas before you might have been, you know, no one might have heard from you because you weren't the loudest voice on a panel.
Number geeks all over the country should get their spreadsheets ready. While Silicon Valley remains a big center for venture funding, PitchBook says there have never been more deals happening outside the Valley and doesn't see that trend reversing anytime soon.
Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes. And now for some related links. Of course, diversity at VC firms and in their portfolios has long been an issue in tech. Last year, amid protests over racial justice, the industry pledged to do better. Wired reports 1 year later that progress has been slow. According to data from the National Venture Capital Association, the share of Black and Latinx VCs was just 4% each in 2020, well below their respective share of the population. But the number of firms that have created diversity, equity, and inclusion plans is growing. And we've got an update on a story we brought you last week about Twitter offering a cash bounty at DEF CON to anyone who could root out bias in its photo cropping algorithm. Well, a winner has been named, Bogdan Kulinich, a graduate student in computer security in Switzerland. He found not only does the algorithm preference white and female faces, as Twitter's own audit found, it also favors young, thin women. In a series of tweets, Kulinich expressed his excitement at winning the contest, but pointed out that, quote, a lot of harmful tech is harmful not because of accidents, unintended mistakes, but rather by design. This comes from maximization of engagement and, in general, profit. Spreading clickbait and misinformation are not necessarily due to biased algorithms. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.